And whether you like to hear this message or don't, know that those people who we revere so much, I mean, Thoreau went to prison because he refused to pay his taxes to a government that was performing a Holocaust on this very land in North America, removing the Native Americans from the Indian Removal Act signed by President Jackson. And he said, people who pay their taxes to a government that will do these things are just as guilty as those who are doing this. And he went to prison and then ultimately went to Walden Pond and lived at Walden deliberately because something in him said, and I've heard the story, I don't know if it's true, if it's apocryphal or not, but Ralph Waldo Emerson came to the prison and said to Henry David Thoreau, who was his neighbor, and he was Thoreau's teacher, he said, Henry, what are you doing in there? And Thoreau apparently said to Emerson, Ralph, what are you doing out there? I have to be here because there was a part of him that just knew, and he went to Walden, and he lived and wrote, simplify, 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 to which Emerson responded, I think one simplify would have sufficed. So becoming independent of the good opinion of others. I think the second quality about these people is that they are detached from outcome. That means that they're living their life on purpose. This is a very important and significant quality that separates out great teachers, great philosophers, great thinkers, poets, prophets, the people that, again, that we respect and admire, is that they are not doing what they're doing because of what is going to come to them. They're doing what they're doing because this inner voice says, I can't not do it. I'll die if I don't. I've got to get my music out. I can't die with my music in me. And so people who are detached from outcome, the irony of being detached from outcome, I think, is summed up in Thoreau's definition of success. I think the best definition of success I've ever heard came right from his mouth. He said, if you advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. That is, if you find what you know you have to do, what your intuition, what your inner voice tells you is why you're here, and you pursue that and let go of outcome, be unconcerned with how it's going to work out, you're going to find more and more things arriving and showing up in your life. I mean, it's been absolutely true for me. When I detach from outcome, I do my best writing. When I detach from being concerned about how an audience is going to react to me, I feel like I give my best talks. And when I stop being concerned, I mean, I had to learn this a long time ago. I didn't know this back even 20 years ago. I can remember calling my agent and friends and saying, where am I on the bestseller list? Back when Erroneous Zones and Pulling Your Own Strings and Sky's the Limit, those books were topping the bestseller list. And then one day, I don't know if it was my wife, probably was, said to me, you're not on the bestseller list. Your book is on the bestseller list. You are not the bestseller list. Big lesson, huge lesson. Detach from whether people are going to buy it, whether people are going to like it, and know in your heart, and then let go and just watch. And then it starts to show up. I remember when I so desperately wanted to do any national television back in the 70s. Desperately. You know, any show that I could get on, Phil Donahue or The Today Show, Good Morning America, The Tonight Show and all of that. And none of that was coming. But I was out there and I had purchased the first couple of printings of my book and I went out there and I distributed them to various bookstores. I mean, I did crazy things. I filled my car with books because every time somebody told me I couldn't do it as a scurvy elephant, I would just say, oh yeah, kind of thing, and thank them for telling me what I couldn't do, and then go out and do it. And then one day,